And that was Wham! Last Christmas here on Stereo 1230 WBLQ. And we're back on the air, ladies and gentlemen, with more of our live broadcast downstairs at Van Gent Cafe. So let's throw it over to Sue London and Mark Sullivan.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Mark Sullivan broadcasting live from Van Gent Cafe on High Street here in Westerly in the midst of the holiday stroll.
Yes.
In Westerly. I'm totally flustered right now
for
having the button pointing the wrong direction. But I'm here with Sue London, who's an author from Ontario, Canada. She is a motivational speaker, a life coach, and a survivor of life's travails and challenges.
That is exactly right. Trials and tribulations.
The trials and tribulations.
Yes.
Her book is called Soar Above It All, and Sue is here tonight signing copies of folks who are interested in seeing how it's done, seeing what it's like, and seeing the way forward, as it were.
And let's tell them we're about giving back.
We are absolutely about giving back. Sue is generous enough to donate a portion of the proceeds, a generous portion of the proceeds, to the local NEDA Fund. The NEDA Fund is a not-for-profit organization here in Westerly, established to assist families of special needs children throughout the greater Westerly Pawcatuck metro area. The NEDA Fund is still very much in its embryonic stage of development right now. We're in more of a fundraising phase than an action phase. Mm-hmm. But very soon over the horizon, we're going to start helping out these special needs families with just the out-of-pocket expenses that are attendant upon having those special kids in their world. And further on down the road, the ultimate goal is to develop the NEDA Fund into a scholarship fund, mm-hmm. not for the special needs kids, but for the siblings of special needs kids.
Yes.
Because they are often the forgotten soldiers in this struggle.
Yes.
So, Sue, thank you very much for your participation in this. It was very, 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 very nice of you, and we all appreciate it here.
Folks, you got to come down here. I come all the way from Canada to sign these books, so y'all got to help me help Mark here. Come down, and I'll personally autograph this book for you.
We've got hot chocolate here at Van Gent's Cafe for a mere dollar a cup, and it's perfect hot chocolate weather out there tonight. We've got coffee and other comestibles as well. And also, we would be remiss if we didn't identify the other sponsors to our little endeavor here this evening.
Yes,
Magrelli's
sure.
Jewelry and the Other Tiger Bookstore were kind enough to underwrite this broadcast this evening, so a little shout out to our good friends at those two fine establishments here in Westerly.
Yes.
We had a nice little run here during our hour off. We had quite a...
I checked out the bathroom here. I saw all the postcards you talked about.
Exactly.
It is cool.
This is a nifty little place. You know, it was located over on the other side of the river not too long ago.
Okay.
I think it was the other side. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm almost certain it was just across the river in Pawcatuck, and it had plenty of character over there, but now it's over here, and I dare say it's a bit of a tidier establishment now. And the food is fantastic.
It is really good.
And it's got a lot of character, a lot of personality. And we are open for business this evening. Mm-hmm. So y'all come, stop in, say hello, get yourself a copy of Soar Above It All, and just pay us a little visit.
Yeah, and come and tell us all your wishes for the holidays.
Exactly. Tell us your story.
Yeah.
If you're so, we'd be happy to put you on the air.
And if anyone has any secrets on how to hide gifts from your children, you know, we all want to hear that. Santa Claus is here, too.
Santa Claus is very much on the prowl this evening.
He's been here a lot tonight, hasn't he?
Indeed. Full of holiday cheer, et cetera.
Yes, for sure.
Like I said, the back and forth as far as both the foot traffic and the vehicular traffic has been very encouraging all evening long. It was a little scary here. It was like I said, it wasn't the ideal weather to come out and do this thing tonight, but a lot of folks, the good people of Westerly and Pawcatuck and surrounding communities were kind enough to brave the elements this evening and turn this into what I think has been quite a success
it's
under the circumstances. And there's a hail hearty hello from, looky.
Oh, we got a lady at the window.
Come
on. Come on.
We're trying to cajole folks to come inside and say hello, but some folks are microphone shy.
We don't bite.
No,
we don't. We don't bite.
But it was nice, you know. That was some friends of the Netta Fund that just went by. As a matter of fact.
Is that right? Oh, you know,
since I've lived here in Westerly, we moved here to Westerly in 2006.
Okay.
And I immediately jumped in with both feet. We just came up with a title for me the other day. I'm the Vice President Emeritus of the Dunn's Corners Elementary School PTO. 4 years in the second chair at Dunn's Corners School, and I'm the chair of the local advisory committee for special education, and
nice.
I am a persistent fly in the ointment with the school committee here in town. I'm always there to share my thoughts with the people in charge.
Is that always a good thing, Mark?
We try. We try and keep it very positive. Indeed, we do.
Yeah.
And it's going great. I mean, this community has improved. Not that it was starving for improvement, but it really continues to get better and better and better with each passing year since we moved here. And
nice.
We're very proud to be a part of it here at WBLQ, and we're very happy to host you here in town.
I am so excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
So, you know, it's been a little while since we talked about it, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your book and your story and
your
role on this planet.
Sure. Okay. Well, my journey all started back in 1989, and that's when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And for anyone who doesn't know what the disease is, it's a disease that they tell you is incurable.
And it's no fun.
It is not fun at all. We're talking like some of these symptoms of chronic diarrhea, rapid weight loss.
It's a huge
severe pain.
Traumatic insult to the entire gastrointestinal
it's
tract.
Nasty
from stem to
stuff.
Stern. Not a good
nasty.
Time.
It was a tough time for me. And so I was, you know, feeling a little bit better, and the doctor said, you know, if you want to have a second baby, because when I was diagnosed with the disease, I had a 9-month-old baby. And
fun.
What happened? No, what happened? The hormonal change
right.
of having a baby brought the disease on. I had it for years, but nobody knew what it was.
Oh, so it was kind of a
it
trigger.
It was hidden.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. So the disease was getting, you know, a little bit under remission, and they said, if you want to have another one, now's the time. Well, it was literally like almost like as soon as I got pregnant, my weight went right down to
plummeted.
80 pounds.
Yep.
Right down to 80 pounds. Not lost 80, down to 80.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hospital for about 4 or 5 months. And the doctor said, you know what, we're going to lose you or the baby. Make a choice. Who's going to go?
What a nice story.
I made the choice of firing the doctor.
I don't blame you a bit.
And so that new doctor loved animals and said, my family, down the dog and that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of pet therapy. My dog came down, and Rocky worked his magic, went home 2 days later.
Right.
And then I delivered a beautiful baby girl who's now 18, driving.
Unbelievable. Funny
boys.
How time slips away.
Oh, Lord. So then I went through all that, and then in 1996, I had some funny feelings happening inside, and the doctor said I'd torn muscle. So I still didn't feel right, and I'm in the emergency waiting room,
mm-hmm.
and the intestine burst.
Not
doctor
good.
Said I have 30 minutes to live. And when he
okay,
said
this
that,
guy's just all sunshine and lollipops,
I
isn't
know.
He? Yeah.
And so then I actually went through a near-death experience and went to that white light, the tunnel, and I was ready to go because I was married to somebody who was not around. Learned later he had a girlfriend for 14, 16 years of our marriage, was an abusive man. And
the hits just keep on coming.
It just keeps going, doesn't it? So then I went through all those challenges, and I did come home, and I learned of this girlfriend, kicked him out, got empowered, went through divorce, and then I'm working on myself and discovering the true me, and I go to Toastmasters to get over my fear of speaking and become confident and powerful group Toastmasters, by the way.
Right, absolutely.
And I go there, and I meet Mr. Wright.
Isn't that wild how things work
I'm not
out?
Just saying that because he's in the room right now. but
he is in the room right now.
He's a nice guy, though,
yes.
isn't he?
Yes, indeed.
And so he's responsible for helping me get out of my
funk.
Fear.
Yeah.
Out of my, you know.
That pattern.
That, like, shyness and low self-esteem
mm-hmm.
the whole bit. and now he'll tell you that he can't shut me up.
Well, mission accomplished.
And as I'm saying this, folks, he's taking the hand going like the little bird
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't please them all.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is the Crohn's disease is healed completely.
Right.
And the abusive first husband's gone.
Right.
No stress in my life. Totally changed everything about my life.
And the lessons learned in the Toastmaster experience transformed you into a broadcaster
speaker.
and a motivational speaker and all of that.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so here I am.
And you've chronicled your adventures in this new book.
Exactly.
Soar Above It All.
Exactly. So
overcoming the adversities in life.
Very good.
Which is, you know. We all have them.
So now we want to help Netta's Foundation.
Yeah, please do, and thank you very much for that. That is incredibly kind of you. Mm-hmm. And we are, you know, as I said earlier, we're at the Holiday Stroll here in Westerly. We're on High Street, along with all the other businesses and establishments along High Street who are offering special deals and open houses and other attractions.
Good food.
So
yeah.
It is certainly by no means too late for you to come on down. Mm-hmm. Plenty of parking, plenty of space, plenty of folks walking around. It looks like a pretty good time, and we would love to have you come in and say hello here at the Van Ghent Cafe. We're kind enough to open their doors for us this evening.
Yes.
Giving me a bottomless cup of coffee that's going to keep me up until like Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no.
but we're having a good time pressing the flesh.
Let me ask you something. How do you eat over the holidays? You eat healthy? You eat healthy?
I like to eat healthy. I like the taste of healthy food.
Yeah.
But I am not immune to the allure of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I've never had much of a sweet tooth. I don't mind it, but as I've said for many, many years, you know, if it's chocolate, go ahead, help yourself.
I don't like chocolate.
I don't dislike chocolate, but there are some people I see their eyes roll back in their head. Go ahead, you can have mine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more salty stuff.
Well, you know, we went out for dinner last night, the Venice. Oh, my gosh, here in Westerly?
Mm-hmm.
That place was so good.
It's a very nice restaurant.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. If you're new to Westerly, check that out.
Absolutely.
Really good. And you know what we're staying at? A really nice bed and breakfast?
Barbara Cardiff's, the villa, bed and breakfast
I've
over there on the Shore
Road. I've never been in one before.
Oh, that's a really nice one.
Oh,
that's
they've got dogs.
They've got dogs.
Do
I was in there for the first time today.
Oh, is that right? That was your first time?
I've not been in there before. Yep. I've worked with Barbara here at the radio station and elsewhere on many. She is the indefatigable Barbara Cardiff,
okay.
Who is she's the chief lieutenant with the local Chamber of Commerce here.
That's right.
Westerly Pawcatuck. And when Barbara's on the job gets done. And she runs that. The place, it's beautiful. It's just a charming little place.
It's all
decked out Christmassy and everything right now. So it's one of the few, if not the only, bed and breakfast in the community that stays open through the winter.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, we're very much a seasonal town here.
Okay.
It's really day and night. You come here in the summertime, and you know we've got some of the nicest beaches between Boston and New York right here in Westerly, Rhode Island. We really do.
Wow.
And so we are quite the regional attraction, and the population swells. We've got two communities here in town, Weekapog and Watch Hill.
Okay.
Where it's just a collection of opulent second homes.
Do you ever have sun here?
Sunshine? Yes, I know. You wouldn't know. But
I've seen the dark all the time.
It's been very Seattle since we've been here.
Okay.
Since you've been here on this visit. No, Westerly has marvelous weather. One of the things that when I was in San Francisco for 17 years, my family is from Westerly, as I like to say.
Okay,
I am not from this town, but I am of this town. I didn't grow up here, but my dad did. He was the first one to actually leave town.
Okay.
First one to go to college, the whole deal. But it wasn't until I moved to San Francisco and spent 17 years out there and came back that I first appreciated the environmental diversity of the four seasons.
Okay.
You know, where you've got the summer.
Yeah, see, we have that in Canada.
Fall. I know you do. And
we do.
I just find, you know, there's much to be said about the weather in California, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but I really prefer the four seasons. There are some times when I've got, you know, wet socks and I'm trying to work jumper cables on my car in the middle of winter where...
You like that?
No, I don't. I could do a 3 out of 4.
I was going to say, you're crazy if you do.
Well, I grew up in snow country.
But I still don't like it.
I feel as though I had my allotment of
your
winter
fix.
Early on. Well,
okay.
You know, Utica, New York, Syracuse, New York.
Oswego, you
New
get
York,
a lot of snow there.
And yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's Halloween to Easter every year.
Yeah.
You got snow on the ground.
That's right.
So, enough is enough. Fun's fun. I'm not a kid anymore. You know,
no,
the prospect of a snow day is not good news to me.
It's a mindset. You can always be a kid, my friend.
Oh, I can, but I also have to shuffle and make the car get out of the driveway and do that sort of thing now.
Well, when you've got a 10-year-old son.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're working on that. We're definitely working on that. So you've been here, you're about 48 hours in town now, right?
I don't know.
Not even.
48
something like
hours,
that.
Ross is saying yes.
And yeah. I know you had a little bit of a walk around here in downtown Wesley earlier today.
Yeah, my feet are still wet.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, well, it was a soggy day. It was.
Yeah.
This was not the most ideal weather in what has been an otherwise preternaturally mild early winter down here.
Oh, you know
here.
What? I don't mind it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no.
I don't mind it at all.
Neither do we. Last year, this time, we were hip deep in snow.
It was, oh, gosh.
It was
I'd
a really, really
rain.
Nasty, nasty winter. So, while the rain was less than entirely desirable this evening, having to be 56 degrees on
It'll
Pearl
be nice
Harbor
tomorrow.
Day.
Murphy's Law, you know.
Yes, indeed. Although, you know, yeah. I hate to be the skunk at the picnic, but apparently we've got a little bit of a cold snap. And you know what? You're about to go corral a passerby.
I am. I don't think she knows she's about to go
this will be
on
fun
the
to
radio.
Listen. This is what a surprise person sounds like.
Yeah, but, you know,
we've been
telling all the listeners about this soap next door. Well, I've just grabbed...
Yes.
And she's going to say,
desperately trying to escape,
to
ladies and gentlemen.
But I got Molly here. And I no offense, but I never will forget your name because
it won't hurt a bit.
Name.
And another customer came into the store with a very similar story. Yes, it's their dog too. They're going to name Molly.
But I mean, this girl is not a dog at all, let me tell you folks. But I we've been talking about your soap.
And do you love it?
Well,
you
know, I love the smell of it. Tell them what else you have at your store.
Good question. We call it the eclectic gift boutique because there's a little bit of something for everybody. Very hard to pinpoint, but come down and visit.
And you've got a sale on tonight too, don't you?
Oh yeah, 10% off everything tonight. But if you don't get down here tonight, just mention that you heard this and we'll honor it.
And buy the soap, guys. Spearmint soap is my favorite. It wakes me up in the morning.
Oh yeah. And I'm going to bring some home with me tonight because of what you said today.
Yeah, really? Really? Okay, so we're talking about holidays. What are you doing for the holidays?
Well, I have a really difficult time because all three of my children are born in December. So I'm either shopping for a birthday or shopping for Christmas. Usually completely lose my mind the entire time. Last child, 26, 27, that's when I finally go, all right, we're done. It's all good. So that's what I do. What do you do?
What do I do?
She changes people's lives.
I do. I have shopping done. And it's all under our tree before I left. We don't, you know, and it makes you sick, doesn't it? And I have three dogs at home, as, you know, many of you know, and we'll talk about it. And I'm not too sure when I'm going to go home. Gus, our puppy, is 2 years old. And I put Christmas trees, Christmas gifts under the wrap before. And we're not sure what to expect if Gus can have a little party while we're away.
Is he staying at your house with somebody?
He is. Our daughter's at home with the three dogs.
So you know, if Gus had caused some sort of malfeasance, you'd probably know by now, right?
Yes. The joy of technology, I would be getting a text right away from my daughter saying, Mom, come back, do something with this dog.
You know? Gus has peed on all the presents now.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't put it past him, and that's when it's Ross's dog.
Okay, so, after all.
Exactly. So when are your kids?
The...
20th? Oh my gosh, that wrong.
Didn't do anything for this.
So, do a lot of traveling for holidays?
Luckily, no. I'm pretty blessed. My family and family are both from.
And we're talking about eating. How do you eat over the holidays? Is it healthy or you just don't want to talk about it?
No, I'm going to be really young. They've got to start paying attention to eat and health and all of that. But I'm being real. And I'm going to the first year.
Good for you.
Not going to tempt me.
Good for you. Well, you'll have to tune into my show the first of the year. We're talking about Get Fit.
And I'm buying your fabulous book.
Thank you. And you know it's part of a fundraiser, too, for Netta's Foundation.
The Netta Fund, yes.
I just heard that, and what a great cause.
Isn't that nice of her to do that?
And nice of you both. I think it's a wonderful cause, and I look forward to helping.
We appreciate
it. Well, thank you. Yeah, and you know what, folks listening? each one of you can make a positive difference in this world, and it doesn't have to be something huge. Share a hug with somebody. You know, for some people, it's a tough time.
Absolutely.
A hug. Oh, my gosh, I've been walking around hugging everybody. We just met, and I'm hugging you in your
freaking
store.
Freaking out, as you can imagine.
And it was fabulous.
This isn't the huggiest town in the world right here.
You think? Yeah, it could be.
You guys don't hug a lot
here?
When
she says she's been walking around giving people hugs, remember Pepe Le Pew? The cartoon where the cat gets the white stripe and the skunk, and the cat keeps trying to escape.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great memory. You're calling me a skunk now, Mark?
No. That's not what I meant at all. I was just...
We're having fun here, folks.
Indeed, we are.
We're having really fun. We've been at this, what time this morning? 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock? It's been quite a good day. You want to say to anybody out there?
Nope, just that I'm going to get back, and hopefully this rain is going to deter people, and when I get back to my shop, it'll...
I didn't even recognize you when you walked in here. You had your hair pulled back this afternoon, and I kind of recognized your face.
I hadn't bathed this morning, but I bathed today.
Thank you for that.
I bathed, so that was
good. You must be bathing all the time because you got the best soap in all of Westerly.
Their soap is so nice.
Everybody was raving. I was in there for like 5 minutes today.
I know.
Four people came in, and I got some strong recommendations for your soap and a very detailed Native American history lesson from here.
Yes, we did. We learned a lot, and I still have questions, but we'll get the answers to those.
One of the things, all kidding aside, one of the things I learned that I was not aware of, the term used for Indian chiefs, to use a completely politically incorrect reference, but the leaders of the Native American community around here, the name of their office is spelled S-A-C-H-E-M. And I always pronounce it Sachem.
So did I.
But I was corrected today. It's Sachem.
Yep. I did not
know. So there
know
you
that.
Know. See?
That's
news and information. It's what we do here on WBLQ.
That's why we love them.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Now, what I want you to do is share some inspiration with everyone listening. Oh, look at the eyes roll there, girl. If somebody's listening, they're having a hard time. They're having a hard time right now. What do you want to say to them?
Day at a time.
And
I think another expression that's always been popular to me is you give what you get and you get what you give. Be good to somebody and it'll come back to you.
So if you're in Westerly and I'm coming up and hugging you, don't be scared, folks, because I'm here till Friday.
Very good. You know what, ladies? We're at the
back, but thank you guys very much.
Oh, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Have a wonderful holiday, and I'll back
to you in a little bit. Outstanding.
I'd like to give her a hug before she goes here, folks.
And we're here for another hour and a half, folks, so by all means, come on down, pay us a visit. We're broadcasting live from the Van Ghent Cafe here on High Street. We're going to take a little bit of a break right now for a little important information and just kind of to catch our breath. So we're going to kick it up to the studio right here at
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination in the home of Ford. And now, Volkswagen. That's right, Volkswagen. Get your best deal of the year during December. Check this out. Drive a new Ford Focus, Mazda 3, Hyundai Accent, or Volkswagen Jetta for just $39 a week. That's right, $39 a week. All with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Central has the best selection of certified pre-owned cars and trucks. Shop Central first or shop them last. They guarantee you the best price, best selection, best staff, and best service. Nobody beats Central. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination. Central AutoGroup.
It's our ninth holiday season at Other Tiger, Westerly's downtown independent bookstore. Ginny and Evan have turned the living room into a trove of uncommon delights and have transformed the front of the store into a book buyer's dream. I'm Robert Utter, the master of all this magic. I'd love to see you drop in and pick up a copy of our holiday catalog with dozens of suggestions for all ages. Our extended holiday hours are 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 6 with plenty of parking. Please visit our giving tree, full of tags with the book wishes of children who would go without if not for the generosity of Other Tiger customers. And please ignore Oscar's assertion that he is the new Prancer and is in training for Christmas Eve. So track down Other Tiger on Wilcox Park in Westerly for the great literature and the great love of this holiday season. You'll find a peaceful place in a busy world.
When it comes to the most important meal of the day, breakfast, never settle. You're entitled to the best. Anyone can attempt to make a good waffle, but there are only two ways to enjoy a perfect breakfast. Go to Europe or go to Van Ghent. If you don't have a plane ticket, then head to Van Ghent now. Located on 14 High Street, downtown Westerly. Celebrating 12 years in business, Van Ghent is where you will enjoy a true Belgian waffle with fresh-cut fruit or perhaps a delectable crepe filled with anything imaginable, from omelets to chicken, even chocolate and bananas. But what about lunch? Van Ghent Cafe has daily lunch specials like their famous crab and tuna melts and all kinds of sandwiches daily. Voted Best Belgian Waffle by Rhode Island Monthly and celebrating 12 years in business, it's Van Ghent Cafe, now at 14 High Street, downtown Westerly. Call 401-348-6026. See you there.
The wait is over and our construction is completed. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan, and we've now completed the construction and renovation of MJ Sullivan Hyundai to better serve you, our customers. Hyundai has given us the largest inventory of new Hyundais in the state to celebrate the completion of our new showroom. The deals have never been better. Just listen. A 2012 Sonata gets 35 miles per gallon for $184 a month, 55 to choose from. A 2012 Elantra gets 40 miles per gallon for $159 a month, 40 to choose from. A 2012 Accent gets 40 miles per gallon for $14.995, 23 to choose from. Looking for an SUV? We have over 40 new Santa Fe's and Tucson's to choose from. At MJ Sullivan's, we also have the all-new 40-mile-per-gallon Veloster for only $18,295, plus Equus, a luxury vehicle that's $30,000 less than its main competitors, and you can lease it for only $425 a month for 36 months. Remember, all Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. So come celebrate our new showroom at MJ Sullivan Hyundai in New London or at MJSullivanAuto.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Sweep do you, bop do you, scoot do you.
broadcasting live from the Van Ghent Cafe right here on High Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. We are still knee-deep in the winter holiday stroll here in Westerly, Rhode Island. We're here with Sue London, who is a motivational speaker, a fellow broadcaster, an author, and a survivor, I dare say.
Exactly.
And she is here, she's here promoting her book, is what she's doing. You're here in Westerly promoting a book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Life's Adversities.
Overcoming adversities in life. But you're close.
There you go.
That's good. That's you know, okay.
The message
I'll
remains the same. Yes. And we're going to be here all evening long.
And we're doing a fundraiser. We got to talk about this.
We are doing a fundraiser. Sue was unbelievably generous enough to donate or to earmark a portion of the proceeds from tonight's event to the Netta Fund, which
great
many of you might know is a local not-for-profit organization that has been established in the memory of a very lovely little girl for the benefit of families with special needs children. We are right now in more of a fundraising mode than we are in an acting mode, but very soon on down the road, we're going to start helping out these local families with special needs children with their out-of-pocket expenses, which anyone with a special needs kid knows what that's all about.
And can we share, you know that firsthand?
Oh, yes, indeed I do. Indeed I do. Netta was my daughter, and one of her favorite things to do, and this is a perfect example of what we'll be doing right out of the gate once we get a critical mass of funding into the bank. She was a very avid little equestrian. She used to take therapeutic riding at what was at the time called Turning Point. It is now referred to as Angels on Horseback up at Ramrod Farms in Ashaway.
Horses are so healing.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
They are, yeah.
Just the other day.
Okay, what happened?
Netta's favorite horse. It's not like she got to pick him out, but the horse that Netta started out on, which was a little character of a horse, named Festus.
Okay.
Festus showed up on Facebook because he has been acquired, transferred, purchased, whatever. He's at the Capalbo family farm now, and they had a picture of Festus and his sister in their new digs out there, and I haven't seen Festus in a long time.
Okay.
So that was a very nice little, you know, bit of holiday cheer for us.
Nice.
But from my experience, you know, you're looking at $40 to $50 a session for these therapeutic riding sessions.
Okay,
and
quite
you're looking at a couple hundred bucks a month.
Yep.
And on top of everything else, that's kind of a pricey circumstance. As you can hear, things are getting kind of boisterous in here.
Exactly. You know, yes.
Folks didn't notice the microphones, but that's okay. Special needs, special equipment, additional therapy, outside
and
tutoring.
It's important therapy too. We got to add.
Oh,
that.
Absolutely. There's remarkable things that we do for kids. My background is neurologic and developmental disorders, but, you know, there are kids that have Crohn's disease, just like you struggled with yourself.
Yeah, my dogs are certified pet therapy dogs, and they go in and work with the kids.
And there are kids with physical disabilities, you know, spina bifida, cerebral palsy, that sort of thing. Anything that qualifies for an IEP or a 504, which anyone with a kid in the school system with a special need knows exactly what that means. That's our target demographic, those families with those kind of people in their midst. And, boy, it's like 5 minutes before midnight in here. We've got all sorts of activity going on.
Everyone's coming in to get that really great deal on the hot chocolate.
And so come on down and participate in the convivial atmosphere going on down here. We've got people of all ages and all stripes down here. We got a little girl who really has got a set of pipes on her.
I know. My goodness. Had her on the show earlier. She was sharing.
She's a noisy little thing, but she's having a great time laughing herself silly in the other room.
She's loaded with hot chocolate.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's creating atmosphere, ambiance. It's a draw, is what it is. Not at all. No. She's having a hoot back there,
She's having a blast now. She knows she has all this hot chocolate.
Fun to watch happy kids. So we're here all night, and there's still plenty of foot traffic going on. There's still plenty of deals and opportunities and attractions going on all over town as part of this holiday stroll that we're doing down here. Quick shout
Lots
out to
fun.
Negrelli's Jewelers and the Other Tiger Bookstore, which were kind enough to underwrite this broadcast this evening.
Yes.
To esteemed establishments here in the community. One right next door to where we are, the Van Ghent Cafe, and the other one just up around the corner on your way to the soon-to-be brand spanking new YMCA.
Yes. Nice. It's under construction. I saw that.
Oh, yes. It's a very, very, very big deal. That was another, you know, as we're talking about Netta again. In fact, honest and truly, they have all sorts of things at the Y for special needs kids things like that. And there's a little bit of a fee attached to that. We'd be very happy to participate in defraying those costs as well with the Netta Fund. Yeah. So that's the broad strokes. That's the sort of thing we're talking about. Those who are regular listeners here at WBLQ have heard me speak at length about the Netta Fund.
Yeah, and it's a great
foundation. You'll not be rid of me yet.
No, and that's great. You know, I'm really passionate about helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you said you wanted to help the siblings, that's special. That's important.
Well, you know, as we talked about earlier, those are the ones that really do get the short end of the stick. You've got a transaction to take care of over there.
Yeah, we're organized.
Look at that. Look at that. We got the staff on hand.
Yeah.
So we've just moved another book. Brian Sullivan.
Thank you.
How are you this evening?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Sue London and Mark?
I'm doing great.
It's a pleasure to have you here. You've been doing work down here since I've been upstairs?
We've been really busy down here. Very busy.
Yep, you got a lot of people to get your book today.
That's right. Yes, yes.
I'll tell you one thing. You were talking about the Netta Fund. That's near and dear to you. I remember I came to Netta's funeral that day. Miss her terrible, man.
That was a long day. But, you know, that was back in May, and we've moved on from that. And now we've got this thing to kind of, you know, keep her memory alive. Lots of issues.
So, let me ask you, I put you on the spot with this. There's a lot of parents out there going through first Christmases, right?
Right.
How are you going to handle it?
You know,
because they're going to ask you how you.
Honestly, it's kind of a one foot in front of the other proposition.
One step at a time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what I've said to a lot of folks, and it's been this is a very bizarre observation I've made throughout this whole experience.
Yeah.
If you were to extract the tragedy from it, mm-hmm. it has been an absolutely fascinating experience, you know.
Yeah.
With the tragedy, not so much fun. I certainly don't recommend it. But here we are in the first holiday season, and sometimes, as I said to friends, I almost feel guilty about not feeling worse.
You know, I've heard that a lot because I work with a lot of parents.
It is what it is, and I might feel guilty. I don't feel bad about not feeling bad.
Right.
But there's definitely a what I've referred to as an enthusiasm deficit this year.
Yes.
You know, my thinking, although this is true every year because I'm such a procrastinator, I would be thrilled if we could somehow push Christmas back to like April.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Three weeks on the road, I'm really not ready for this yet, but we're going to get through it.
But
we've
you know what?
Netta's brother.
Honestly, though, that's a man thing, right? You're not organized.
I don't know if it's a Mark thing. I can tell you that.
No,
I've known some guys that are, comparatively speaking, impeccably organized.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
okay.
They wouldn't be me, though.
Well, I have to say, my husband's very organized. Now, he's met me. But, sorry to add that in. Yeah, your son, you got to be
Well,
so
you know, exactly.
Him.
You know, Joe's here, and we were very fortunate that Joe was transitioning from, because it was quite a blow for him.
Absolutely.
But he's transitioning from elementary school to the middle school.
And that's tough alone just doing that.
Well, it's not tough at all. He's a very eager student, and he has been so engaged in learning all the new rules and processes, and not to mention, you know, the material as far as his classes are concerned, that there hasn't been a whole lot of opportunity to reflect into the rear view mirror,
so
as it were.
He's
keeping himself very busy and very upbeat, and you know, on the off chance that he might be listening right now, we're not going to talk about what might be in store for him this Christmas. But he's very much like the Netta Fund suggests. Yeah, he is one of the prototypes for the community that we're looking to serve. He's the older brother of a special needs kid, and the sacrifices these kids are called upon to make, and there's very little time. It's a busy life when you've got a special needs kid.
Yeah.
And so the kid who once upon a time was Prince of the Universe is now the porter carrying the bags. These kids are entitled to some acknowledgement and some compensation for their troubles, so that's kind of the theme to the Netta Fund.
And, you know, I'd like to add in that I work with kids, and this time of year can be tough for them because of, like, you know, it's the first Christmas without a sister. And, you know, if you're out there and you're an adult and you work with kids, if you see them being a little bit upset or withdrawn or angry, whatever kind of different change in emotion, give them a break.
Well, this is a high-pressure season.
I know.
It's the season of solemn promises and hard deadlines.
Exactly.
It's hard work. yeah. and time gets compressed, and there's never enough time to get it all taken care of. And, you know, sometimes the kids, you know, we're working so hard to make it a great Christmas for the kids that we almost grind them into dust in the process.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, so enjoy the process with the holidays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like
you're silver linings
too, one day at a time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And inventory those silver linings.
That's what you gotta do.
That's my new, that was one of the many lessons learned in this whole experience is you can wallow in your misery or you can go ahead, even though you'd never make the deal. You know, you wouldn't take all those silver linings in exchange for what happened, but that's all that's left. So, you know, you line them up, you rearrange them on the table and you know, there's another, you know, another foot in front of the other, and on we go.
Well, you know, when I'm up on stage and I'm giving a motivational talk about through and that, I will tell people everything that I went through, I would not change one thing. And they look at me,
I would.
Huh? Well, yeah, different story for you.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, we might have maybe some women listening right now that maybe through abuse. Maybe they made that decision to get rid of that husband or maybe with a girlfriend or start just changing their life in a positive way.
Sure.
And I know for me, when I was going through that, it was tough. That first Christmas without my kids, when they had to go with dad because it's, you know, the every other year kind of thing for Christmas, it was so tough.
Well, you know, that's...
We're talking about, like, you know, with
truly.
Death and disease, but there's other emotional stuff going on.
And also just taking a step back from the special needs element.
Yes.
I think I can speak for Joe when I say that when your parents are no longer together, that adds a wrinkle to the holiday season that is also kind of a drag for the kids involved. So,
but like going back to what I was saying, I wouldn't change a thing from what I went through because it showed me to be grateful for life.
Sure.
It showed me what was important in life and, you know, to love every minute that I had that I woke up breathing.
Sure.
And, you know, like we talked about earlier, I'm going up to everybody, hugging them. And from what I understand, Westerly doesn't really use
Westerly's
used to
not
that.
The huggiest town I've ever been
so
in.
So I'm going to tell y'all, if you see me coming, then you're getting a hug from me. So get ready. I'm not going to mug you or anything.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Well, you know.
But that's what our world needs more of, don't you think? You know?
You know, I must confess, I'm not the biggest hugger in the world.
You're not my work in progress. It's coming out.
No. I will do it. It's not my natural inclination to do
that.
But I'm very, I try and keep this under wraps, but I'm a pretty gregarious guy.
Okay,
you know, I do like to, you know, to mix with people and, you know, be out and about and make conversation with strangers and eye contact and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially this time of year, it's an opportunity. You know, this time of year, you're supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
As opposed to the rest of the, you know, people look at you like, why are you looking? Why are you talking to me? Who are you?
Yeah. Oh, see me. I love it. You know, if I go in a restaurant and I might have a waitress that might be having a grumpy day or something, I want a cracker. I want to make her smile. Mm-hmm. I want to have her say, have a nice day.
Sure.
I don't stop until I see that smile on her
face. Distract them for a minute. You know, you
exactly.
get them through that little
That's
bump
my
in the
mission.
Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't be scared, Westerly. I might come up and hug you.
And come on down and see this crazy person. She's standing right here next to me at the Van Ginn Cafe on High Street in Westerly. We're right next to Negrelli's, which is one of the sponsors for this little adventure that we're on this evening.
Yes.
And we're down the street from the other tiger.
Yes.
Brian, do we have some kind of a technical difficulty? You came in looking fretful. I was just making sure that everything was on the up and up. Brian Sullivan is our stalwart board operator at WBLQ.
Yes.
One day this past week, we did another thing not unlike what we're doing this evening. Ken Collins, who is a colleague at the radio station, he took it upon himself to conduct a food drive at a local grocery store.
Nice.
And we were out there all day long. And while we were out there all day long, Brian is back at WBLQ Central running the board and keeping the trains running on time and just making sure that all the boats stay afloat, as it were.
Did you have rain for that event, too?
No, it was a glorious day. It started out frosty cold in the morning. At 7 o'clock in the morning, I took Joe to school, and I swung by just to see how things were going, and it was cold out there. But as the sun came up, it warmed up. It's been a freaky early winter this year.
Yeah,
you know, last year we were...
The weather's changing so differently each year now. Yeah, we normally have snow at home, and we've had one day.
We were hip deep in snow last year, and this year...
I'm not complaining.
No,
I'd rather have the rain than snow.
I like a white Christmas, but, you know...
For one day.
Exactly.
For one day.
Exactly.
Yeah, one day. That's all I want. Yeah. That doesn't matter. I, you know what? I don't think you ever get used to it. And I'm a proud Canadian.
Right.
You know, I'm very proud Canadian, but I just don't like our snow.
I've been trying to think of the name. There's a Canadian songwriter who I'm a Tyson. Who do you happen to? I'm asking your husband now.
He's older than me.
We understand each other. There's a Canadian singer-songwriter, kind of a country western sort of a thing. He wrote Four Strong Winds that Neil Young recorded, and he also wrote a song called Summer Wages that is a favorite song of mine. David Bromberg. It's Tyson something.
You've got me.
What? Ian Tyson, exactly.
Ian Tyson.
Fantastic Canadian songwriter.
That name still doesn't ring a bell with me.
Oh. Okay. He's written a whole bunch of really, really great stuff. I don't know that he's still with us, but he's no child. He would be, I'm sure he'd be well into his 70s by now.
Maybe that's why I don't know him. I'm a young pup.
Neil Young told the story of he was working at like a logging camp or something when he was a very young man. And he discovered that song, Four Strong Winds, that he ended up recording and turning it. It's almost like an anthem.
I have heard the song before.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. But he said that that summer he spent all his money just pumping coins into the jukebox to play that record over and over and over and over again. And here's Chris DiPaolo with a little observation.
I'm going to pan microphone back to Sue here.
I just received a phone call from Elena, who's checking in from Stonington, Connecticut. And she heard the broadcast on the radio, and thank goodness that I've got the business line forwarded to my cell phone, because a certain producer is not up in the studio right now to take phone calls. But you sold another book. The person can't make it down here. Her name is Elena from Stonington. She can't make it down here tonight. She doesn't want to come out in the rain, actually. I'll be honest.
Thank you, Elena.
So,
thank you, girl.
Right.
I'm sending you
and
a big hug.
It's not Elena, because my significant other is Elena. It's Elena.
Elena. Okay,
Stonington,
well, we will personally autograph that for her.
Right.
And, I'm at the station tomorrow night.
She's going to be coming by the station at some point tomorrow. She did not say tomorrow night.
Okay.
But hello to Elena, who's listening to the radio right now.
Thank you, my dear.
A number for Elena?
Yes, we all.
You want to give out her number on the air? Oh, by the way, here's Elena's number. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're not going to do that.
What I'm suggesting is there a number that we can broadcast to the listening public where they could call in, much like Elena, and also reserve a copy of the book?
Yes, well, as long as Brian is up in the studio, 401-322-9091.
And I'm going to patch you right through.
If you leave your name, I will personally autograph it. You'll get a personally autographed picture of me with my one dog, Willie.
And Brian, what did you just say?
I'm right back in here. We'll make sure we get all the information.
There you go. Very good.
Perfect.
He's on duty once again. He had to come down and check out the festivities downstairs. I understand, but now he's back up at his post, so to speak.
Okay, so folks, call in and get a book here so we can help Netta Foundation.
That's right.
And thank you for helping me help Netta and Mark and all the great work he's going to do.
That's very kind of you to do that. When I heard that, of course, I was busy helping Santa.
That's
and
right.
I wasn't really aware to all of the goings-on over here. But then when Mark had informed me during the last commercial break what was going on, I think that's very generous and kind of you to do.
Well, you know what? Like I say to Mark, it's all about we all can make a difference. You don't have to do something huge in our world to make a difference. Like, you know me, I'm a hugger. Right, we've been talking about this. Westerly's scared of hugs, apparently. And, I'm sharing hugs with people, and that's something small, but everybody can do something, whether say hi to your neighbor, see how they are. Some of them might be going through hard times now with the season coming upon us, right, for one reason or another. You know, help each other.
And we are definitely an area, actually every area is an area that's in need of hugs.
Yes.
So and a hug can go a long way. Mm-hmm. The hug is basically the door opening.
Absolutely.
And then after the door opens, and then of course you can share experiences. You can
and it
share,
always happens. It and, always
and it does.
Happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
And okay. I know that the hug is just the beginning. So
absolutely.
So once the hug happens, there's a whole future of educating each other about what you have to offer. And in your case, you know, talking about the book and, you know, everything that you've been through.
Yeah.
And I know you've been sharing that on the radio all night, even though I personally wasn't able to listen.
Yeah.
I've heard it many times.
You'll
because
get the recorded
I am
version.
Your producer.
I know, and you're a good producer.
That's
we
right.
Have fun,
and I will be tomorrow, by the way.
Yes,
I will be
I
with
know.
You tomorrow.
I'm so excited about that.
In person.
Yes, I know. We're going to have fun with that.
That's right.
We've got the girl, Erin Walton. The girl
That's
who
right.
played Erin Walton. Mary, no, no.
No, that was last week.
The Waltons. Erin. Right. Her name is Mary Madonna.
You were thinking of Nellie Olson.
She was on last week.
That's right. But we, you know, we're going by the character names. You know, their real names.
Their real.
And if I remember this, it was Sally. Was it Ingraham? Ingram.
Allison. Arngrim.
Allison.
Yes. And Allison sent me a book, and you got upstairs, so you have to take it home tonight because I know a lot of people up there want that book.
Absolutely. I saw that up there. Yes.
Yeah.
And Dan LaPointe is a fan of the Waltons. I think you watched the Waltons growing up, right, Dan?
Sort of.
Not growing up, because you're a little older, but you watched it in your young adulthood, right?
I watched it when it was new on TV. It was a very interesting show, and I loved, you know, some of the incidents that went on with it. But and now it's now basically the reruns are rehashing it, you know, bringing up memories and stuff. So,
you know, I like the shows like that, though. They're not violent. There's a message behind them. Those are the types of shows I like. Yeah.
It doesn't always end happy.
No, but that's
the episodes
life, right?
Don't always end happy.
Yeah. So, Chris, okay.
I'm getting another message that Elena needs two books.
Two books. Oh, Elena, I'm sending you a huge girl.
That's right. Being
two.
Sent to me from Brian, which I thank you for the message, Brian.
Thank you.
And so two books for Elena tomorrow. So
okay.
So you can do two at once, right? That's not a problem.
Okay, now Elena, does she want it made out to someone?
No, Elena is my significant other. This is Elena.
So Elena
yes.
wants two copies.
That's
does
right.
Does she want the second one personally made out to anybody?
It is for her office assistant. She did not say who. At least that's the message I received on my text message.
Okay.
That it's for her assistant and
okay.
no specific name given.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank
so
you, girl. I'm sending
if she
you
wants
a
to
huge
call back
hug.
At 401-322-9091, as she just did 2 seconds ago, give Brian Sullivan the information. Brian can then relay it to me, and then we can let them know. And that's how we can do everybody else if they're not able to make it tonight.
Exactly. And,
all
guys,
right.
do one phone call and help me help Netta's Foundation. Simple thing to do. Pick up your phone, dial it, and help us make a difference for Netta's Foundation.
I
thanks,
feel like
girl.
We should have one of those thermometers where you fill in as the thing goes up toward the top.
Yeah.
Is it really? My goodness, it's the top of the hour, so we're going to take a quick break.
Sounds
and then we'll
good.
Be back here from the Van Ghent Cafe, where we are covering the holiday stroll here on High Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. Compliments of Negrelli's Jewelers and the Other Tiger. This is Mark Sullivan for Sue London. We will be right back.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.